listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The search for a missing 21-year-old man who was last seen near Coconut Wells is entering its fifth day. Zane Stevens, believed to have left on foot in search of help after the car he was travelling in became bogged in marshland. He's described as being 180 centimetres tall, of medium build, with brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone who sees him is urged to contact police immediately. WA's Affordable Airlines program is back for 2024, expanding to include Air North and Nexus Airlines. The program, offering discounted tickets between Broome, Kununurra and Perth, with fares to be capped at $199 one way between Broome and Kununurra. Regional Development Minister Don Punch says it's about bringing people together.
It is so easy for people in remote areas to feel disconnected from the rest of our community. Building up those transport links, making sure that we can keep people connected, that is a critical element of living in regional Western Australia.
Westpac won't close any further regional branches until at least 2027. The bank extending its moratorium on closures after receiving strong community feedback from customers. Consumer Division Chief Executive Jason Yetton says it gives certainty to their people.
I think that's good for our people. It's good for the communities. It's good for customers because it gives them certainty to plan the future.
Renewed calls for hospital upgrades in Tom Price. The state government promising more than $12 million to redevelop the site in 2021, but 3 years on and there's still no start date in sight. In sport, teams have taken to the court for round five of Port Hedland Netball. Illusions adding to its campaign after recording a five-goal victory over Lynx. Spectres followed winning ways, defeating Dragons 46-30. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.